It's true. April showers did bring May flowers. It's finally spring, and along the way, we have an amazing array of arts events across the state. This is Friday's edition of the Iowa Arts Showcase. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom. An opera opening in New York City this week will feature some voices from Iowa. But not all of the chorus members involved are free to travel to see the production in person. Today, we're going to tap into Iowa Public Radio's special reporting by Rob Dillard.
Director Mary Cohen stands before her choir.
Give yourself a little inhale. Open your mouth for your exhale. This time, reflect on the message of the song. So the message of freedom, light, hope.
She's preparing the group to rehearse the Prisoner's Chorus from the Beethoven opera Fidelio. A recording of the song will be heard during a production of Heartbeat Opera in New York City this week. The musical run-through is taking place within the walls of the medium-security Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville, known locally as the Oakdale Prison, where around half of the singers are serving time. One of the inmates is Joshua Lusch, in prison since 2007, not due out for another 10 years, and a tenor in the Oakdale Community Choir since 2011.
The choir has made me grow as a person, made me take responsibility, something I never thought I'd be doing.
And now his voice, along with the other choir members, will be heard in Manhattan at the Heartbeat Opera. The company's co-artistic director, Ethan Hurd, says it specializes in what he calls radical adaptations of classic operas, which is why he was drawn to Fidelio, the only complete opera written by Beethoven.
I was really looking for something that had social urgency, political relevance.
For a story about a woman who goes undercover to infiltrate a prison where she believes her husband is wrongfully incarcerated, he also went looking for singing inmates. His search brought him to Oakdale, whose prison choir will have a prominent role in the production of Fidelio.
It's going to be the final choir of the six choirs that we feature, so it'll be the climax in a lot of ways.
Preparing the music for its New York City debut has presented the choir with challenges, not the least of which is the lyrics are in German. In the closing minutes before a recording is made to send to Heartbeat Opera, inmate Joshua Lusch says the choir is still working on some things.
We're sounding pretty good. When we're on time, we're good. It's a slow song. It's like half the speed we normally sing, so trying to find our beats where to come in. It's a little bit of a challenge, especially when you're trying to find those while you are trying to remember the words.
The Insider Chorus members will have to be satisfied with watching a videotape of the production. But Mary Cohen will be in the audience in New York. She founded the Oakdale Community Choir in 2009. It was the result of an interest she developed in graduate school after seeing one of the nation's first community prison choirs in concert. Cohen wrote her dissertation about choral singing in lockups.
A big part of this project is to transform how the broader public thinks about justice.
Cohen and the choir present two public concerts a year. The audience is usually made up of family and friends, but Cohen seeks to invite the survivors of crimes as well.
We've had them come and be in the audience, and we've even put a set of lyrics together for an original song written by a woman who is a survivor.
Since arriving at the facility 2.5 years ago, Oakdale Warden James McKinney has thrown his support behind the vocal group.
93% of the people who come to prison will someday walk the streets of Iowa or wherever. And if we haven't done something to change them, to make them better people, then they're going to victimize somebody else.
The Oakdale Community Choir will appear during 6 shows of Fidelio at the Heartbeat Opera in New York City, beginning Thursday. At the Oakdale Prison in Coralville, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. There's lots of cool things happening in Iowa. Next weekend, on May 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., Luther College Opera is presenting their spring production of Così fan tutte. The Ying Quartet will be appearing at noon on Thursday, May 17th at IPR's Studio One. They are also performing two special Dvorak concerts, one on May 19th at 3 p.m. at St. Wenceslas Church in Spillville, Iowa, and also on Sunday, May 20th at 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Cedar Falls. These are just a few of the concerts happening. Be sure to check out your local arts events listings. And please join Iowa Public Radio in supporting the arts across the state.